At last he decided to take him a wife and bide in his native land. The captain did a courting go, and so I've heard them say. He dressed himself all in his best in the merry month of May. Said, "Lady fair, will you marry me and come at my beck and call? And when we go to bed at night, you must lie next to the wall." This lady was a worthy dame, but hard to court, they say. She answered him most scornfully in the merry month of May. "There are three things that I desire, and you must grant them all, before you and I in one bed lie, and I won't lie next to the wall. Breakfast I must have a chicken without a bone. For my dinner I must have a cherry without a stone. For my supper I demand a bird without a gall, before you and I in one bed lie, and I won't lie next to the wall." This brave and hardy sea captain was wise, so seems plain. He surely had much wisdom gained as he sailed the raging main. He stood up before his love as brave can be. "Well, I can grant you your desires, and you my bride must be. When the chicken is in the egg, it surely has no bone. And when the cherry's in the blossom, it surely has no stone. The dove, it is a gentle bird, it flies without a gall. Oh, lady fair, make up your bed, and you lie next to the wall."
Thank you. At the Dulcimer workshop this afternoon, there were a whole lot of these milk crates sitting around, and I found this is what I've always been wishing for on stage, is a milk crate height thing instead of a chair, so I'm not on my tiptoes.
We're now going to do some lesser fiddle tunes. No, minor fiddle tunes. They're in the minor key. Three of them. One is called Sally in the Garden. One is called...
Napoleon Crossing the Green Mountains.
Green Mountains, right. And one is called...
Rodney's Glory.
Rodney's Glory, right.
Joe Hickerson led us to this story about Napoleon crossing the Green Mountains. There was it's written up in a book of fiddle tunes that a man out in the Rockies called it Napoleon Crossing the Rockies. And when he was told by some visiting Easterner that it was actually Napoleon Crossing the Alps, he didn't accept it. Next time he played it, he introduced it as Napoleon Crossing the Rockies, with just the comment that there are those who disagree.
Napoleon is alive and well and living in Denver, Colorado.
contemporary song written by David Haney, who lives in Woodstock, Vermont. We learned this from John Coster, and we were thinking this morning that it's a very fine song, sort of symbolizing old songs and new songs, which is what we have heard here this weekend. We've heard very many beautiful old, meaningful old songs and very many beautiful, meaningful new songs, and this is the new song that we want to sing.
I forget the pajamas on my guitar here.
Fortunately, it's not cold tonight. It's a beautiful night. Thank you. Nice night. Thank you.
throne. Sing the seed of mercy song. Sing it soon.
Pure silver.
This is a song that's in the Gathering songbook, and everybody in the Gathering knows it, and I'm sure everybody else can learn it very quickly. It's a song written by a fellow from England, and it's an interesting comment on all those sensitive young songwriters singing in their best sensitive artists looking to get laid voices. Oh, babe, here I am out on that lonesome highway, 1,000 miles from you, babe. Pity me, pity me, pity me. Pain, agony, 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 agony. I've been starving, haven't had a thing to eat since this morning. I fell off a freight train, broke my Martin 482 XKE, DDE, MD, LTD, GTO. My tie-dyed Levi's are all ragged and dirty, and my coat collar's turned high, and I can't get back to you, babe. Pity me. My daddy took my T-Bird away. And this is a song that was written in by a nice young man in England that really speaks to that problem. Have you seen the old man in the closed down market? Picking up the paper, kicking up the paper with his worn out shoes. In his eyes you see no pride, and held loosely at his side, yesterday's paper telling yesterday's news. How can you tell me you're lonely and say seen the old girl who walks the streets of London, dirt in her hair and her clothes in rags? She's no time for talking, she just keeps right on walking, carrying carrying her home in two old shopping bags. So how can you tell me you're lonely and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. Show you something. In the all-night cafe at a quarter past 11, same old man sitting there on his own, looking at the world over the rim of his teacup. Each tea lasts an hour, then he wanders home alone. So how can you tell me that you're lonely? Outside the seaman's mission, memory fading with the metal ribbons that he wears. In this winter city, the rain cries a little pity for one more forgotten hero and a world that doesn't care. So how can you tell me that you're lonely?
We have a song that there are a number of us who know. I don't think that, well, the Gathering heard it at one of the Gotta Get Gons, and I think the chorus is easy enough to learn. Some of the California people know it, although you may know a slightly different version. It's easy enough to learn, and it's really a fine, lovely song for this time of night. I think we should just do the chorus a couple of times and get the feel of it. It's got fantastic harmonies possible.
In F.
In F. In F.
What's the life of a man any more than the leaves? A man has his season, so why should he grieve? Though all through this life we appear fine and gay, like the leaves we must wither. The life of a man any more than the leaves. A man has his season, so why should he grieve? Though all through this life we appear fine and gay, like the Amen. beautiful and bright they all seem to grow. A frost came upon them and withered them all. A storm came upon them and down they did fall. What's the life of a man any more than the leaves? A man has his season, so why should he grieve? Though all through this life we appear fine and gay, like the leaves we must wither. When age and affliction upon us do call, like the leaves we must wither and down we must fall. What's the life of a man any more than the leaves? A man has his season, so why should
from this festival that music for you to do for yourselves, not just to pay to watch. Here's a good song to start with and end with.
Irene, good night.
Good night, Irene. Thank you.